मौनव्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्मकृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तघोकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमतितिशतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् एतावान् साङ्ख्ययोगाभ्यां स्वधर्मपरिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभः परः पुंसाम् अन्ते नारायणस्मृतिः Shukacharya is answering to the question of Parikshit, what is the prime duty of human being? The prime duty of human being is, according to the scripture, all the scriptures unanimously say that relating with the Lord, trying to know Him and trying to love Him in our entire life. So, Bhagavan can be loved or related in many aspects. Bhagavan, being Nirguna Vastu, at the same time can be a Saguna Vastu also. So, He can be related with attributes and without attributes. So, varieties of stages of devotion is mentioned in the scripture. Generally, every devotee starts his religious life or devotional life with Eka Rupa Saguna Bhakti. So, one Ishta Devata we like, then we try to meditate, we try to pray, we try to relate with that one particular Ishta Devata. It is called Eka Rupa Ishwara Bhakti. Then slowly, as even our knowledge about the Lord widens by satsanga, we find that one and the same Bhagavan can take all the divine forms. Initially, only one form I am attached to, and all other forms I don't bother about. It doesn't attract me. But slowly when I find through the satsanga that one and the same Bhagavan, who happened to be a Chaitanya Vastu, can take all divine forms. So Rama also okay, Shiva also okay, like that. I expand my love towards all forms with the knowledge that all these forms are nothing but forms of one and the same entity. Understand? If you are able to stay only with one form, and there is a possibility of being fanatic, that's what the world suffers. Some religion find out they are not able to appreciate the other forms of the Lord in other religions. So they say, this is the only way you have to worship. This is the only form, acceptable form. And all other forms are not acceptable. So they go to that extent, they try to even destroy all other forms. But in our Sanatana Dharma, rishis have guided this humanity that one and the same Chaitanya Vastu can take any form in the creation. And especially any form when it says you are not able to appreciate. You are not able to appreciate pig can be a god. How can pig can be? Cow can be god. I can respect cow. But suddenly you bring one pig and say this also is Bhagavan. So it is difficult. So therefore, initially one form to, not all form, one form to many divine forms, they call it. In the Gita, 10th chapter, you can say. Bhagavan will describe that among the devatas, I am so and so. Among the mountains, I am so and so. Among the rivers, I am so and so. Like that, he will point out that I am so and so, I am so and so. Among the rivers, I am Ganga. Immediately, we find, oh, Ganga is okay. Suppose I am the among the rivers, I am Kuvam. Or gutter water, we are not able to appreciate. Among the mountains, I am Himalayas. Like that, among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Like that, best things only he tries to point out. Slowly, as even our love for our Lord expands by knowledge, love always expands by knowledge, please understand. You cannot love any entity unless you understand that entity as a grand entity. Unless you find a relevance in your life about that entity, unless you find that entity is going to be a source of your happiness, you are not able to appreciate the grandness of that entity. Unless you appreciate the grandness of that entity, you are not able to love that entity in that particular form. So, from Ekarupa Ishwara Bhakti to Bahurupa Ishwara Bhakti. So we don't find a problem with worshipping the Lord in the form of Christ, in the form of Allah. We are not having any problem to go to church or a mosque. So we don't have any problem of accepting other religious views. Then slowly, as even our knowledge grows more and more, then we find a factual condition of Bhagavan. If Bhagavan must be a permanent entity, he should not be divided entity. He should not have a limitation with regard to space or with regard to time. He should not have a limitation. Anything which is limited by time and space will be subject to destruction. So slowly our knowledge increases. Then we find whatever form is there, that is nothing but Bhagavan. It is called Vishwarupa Darshana. 11th chapter, Arjuna asks, only so nice things you have pointed out that you yourself, but actually I want to see what you are actually. Then Bhagavan showed his Vishwarupa Darshana, wherein you find Arjuna also inside that. Understood? And there are three aspects in the creation. Brahmaji is there, creator, then Vishnu is there, sustainer, and then Rudra is there, destroyer. We are happy with the first two people. When a child is born, we are happy with Brahmaji. When the child grows as even, sustained by the creation, then you say, Bhagavan protects my family members, my child, like that, you are happy. Suddenly Rudra comes, what happens? We are not able to accept. But the fact is what? Bhagavan is everything. That is called Vishwarupa Ishwara Bhakti. Entire creation is understood as the one form of the Lord. First stage is what? Only one form in the creation is accepted as form of the Lord. Second stage is what? Few forms, that to divine forms, that to loving forms, were accepted as forms of the Lord. Now you find entire creation is nothing but the manifestation of the Lord. That is called Vishwarupa Ishwara Bhakti. In this Vishwarupa Ishwara Bhakti, what is the benefit, you know? You cannot find separation from the Lord. When you accept Bhagavan in one place, in one form, as long as you go to that temple wherein that form is kept, you will find that you are with Bhagavan. So you are all religious. Once you come out of the temple, you become another type of religious. So once the shoe is put, you become another person. You find that Bhagavan is not now seeing. So I can do anything and everything. When Vishwarupa Bhakti, what happens? You have the knowledge that I can never be separate from the Lord. So Lord can never be absent in my life. So wherever I go, that becomes the temple of the Lord. Wherever I go, there is a Lord, and that becomes the temple of the Lord. That is the great and unique message of this culture, Vedic culture. It says, nothing in the creation deserves your disrespect. Nothing in the creation deserves your disrespect. You cannot disrespect anyone. You cannot hurt anything in the creation. So even when you see a snake, immediately your mind goes to Shiva or Ganesha. When you see a rat, immediately mind goes to Ganesha. That's why in the culture itself, what they have connected small animals also. You cannot avoid them, you cannot hurt them, because it is connected with the Lord, or it is nothing but the manifestation of the Lord. The 11th chapter talks about this creation as the Vishwarupa Ishwara Bhakti, 11th chapter of Gita. These attitudes are before going to Vedanta. Actual Vedanta Shravanam happens after, when a person matured to this Vishwarupa Ishwara Bhakti. Not a single moment of his life he will have that idea that I am different from the Lord's purview. I am different from the Lord, he will have idea. But Lord is there always with me, watching me, or observing me, or loving me, or protecting me. What happens? You will have relaxation in your mind. And you need not run to the temple to complain to the Lord. Because same Lord is within your heart also. Within yourself also, immediately just you close your eyes and complain whatever happens. Every moment you have a pillar to lean on, a place where you can relax. Then when you become this much matured, then Shastra reveals one more nature of the Lord, that happens to be Nirguna Swarupa. So far only forms and forms. Single form, many divine forms, all forms so far. But now Shastra reveals that in fact Bhagavan is formless entity. Bhagavan is formless entity. Once the formless entity is revealed, naturally your idea that I am different from Lord as Bhakta is there, na? One idea is there. I am Bhakta, different from Lord. That idea goes away. That Atma Rupa Ishwara Bhakti it is called. And that bhakti is in the form of knowledge, aham brahmasmi. And this bhakti is possible only after going through Vedanta Shravanam. It takes long time. Without any compunction, the person who has gone through the Vedanta scripture, without any compunction, he will enter to the temple and do namaskara also, telling I am brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi will tell. Then he will do namaskara also. No compunction. When you do namaskara, certainly you are lower than the thing, lower than the person to whom you are doing namaskara. But still he will tell, the namaskara is done by the body mind complex. Gunaha guneshu vartante naiva kinchit karomi. When I say aham brahmasmi, I don't mean this body mind complex. When I say aham brahmasmi, I don't mean this body mind complex. I mean the consciousness which happened to be my real nature. This body mind complex is doing pranam to the biggest body mind complex. Who is that biggest body mind complex? Ishvara. So it is called Atma Rupa Ishvara Bhakti. So according to your maturity and temperament, you can practice any type of bhakti, and you have to go through all the stages before getting Jivan Mukti. A person who has gone through all the stages successfully will have Sadhyo Mukti. Sadhyo Mukti means what? While living, he will declare that I am free. He will not have any emotional problems in his life. And if a person doesn't gain that Atma Jnanam, but established in devotional attitudes. First three are attitudes, please understand. First three are attitudes. Bhagavan is in one form. It is your attitude. Another person can say Bhagavan is in that form only, like that. Second one is Bhagavan is in divine form. That also is attitude, but born out of certain understanding. For that attitude also, you have certain understanding. Third also is an attitude. But fourth one is the fact. Fourth one is what? Fourth one is what? That I am non-different from the Bhagavan. Up to three, you keep yourself as a devotee with attitude. Fourth one, you become one with the Lord in your understanding. Not that suddenly you will get four hands and shankha, chakra, nothing will happen. But in your understanding, you will have that idea. Very much convinced, you will be convinced that I am nothing but Bhagavan himself. We are having now conviction. What conviction we have? I am human being. What a strong conviction it is. Correct? All our life is governed by this conviction that I am human being with particular gender. All our desires, all our life pattern, all our dress culture, everything is what? Because of this one understanding that I am human being with particular gender. So this idea will be falsified after gaining this Atma Jnanam. In reality, I am conscious entity. My body belongs to human species and with particular gender. You make your own body-mind complex as your neighbor, Acharya Swamiji used to say. Now, the cloth is our neighbor. We don't feel any hurt when the cloth is torn away. We don't feel any hurt. Up to the cloth, we don't have this sense of I-ness. But inside the cloth, we have the sense of I-ness. So that sense of I-ness will go away with regard to body also. Still which is near to me, when it is revealed to me by Shastram, then I find that, yes, this body also is not I. Now the spectacle is not I. The cloth is not I. But that hair on the skin is I. So somebody pulls me and says, hey, what you are doing? Like that you ask. Understood? So that I-ness is deepened and the very body-mind complex become the neighbor of the individual. When this knowledge is gained as a conviction, then person become Jivan Muktaha. If it is not gained in this birth, Shastra says, don't worry, whole life you lived a devotional life, then the Jiva goes to Vaikuntha or Brahma Loka. Which form you loved more, that loka it goes. There, the form which you loved more, that form will come and tell, my dear, I will tell one small secret. I am not different from you, please understand. In Bhuloka, when Vedantic Acharya told you, rejected. How can I be Bhagavan like that? So when you go there, your own Bhagavan will come and tell, my dear, there is a secret that I am you. That's what one dialogue comes in Ramana Maharishi's life. One devotee comes and asks, Vaishnava devotee comes and asks, is there Vaikuntha? Then Ramana Maharishi says, yes, certainly it is there. Shastra says, Shastra is the Pramana. Then in Vaikuntha, Bhagavan will be there, certainly. Where he will be there? In Kshirabdi. How he will be there? He will be reclining on a Anantashesha Naga. So, can I go and meet? Certainly. For that only you have done all these devotional practices. You can go there. After going, can I talk to him? Yes, certainly. If I talk to him, will he reply? Yes, certainly. What Bhagavan will talk? Ramana Maharishi says, my dear, please understand who am I. Please understand who am I. Please understand who are you. In reality, you please understand your nature and my nature. So, that is called Krama Mukti in the scriptures. There also knowledge only. After traveling, you gain knowledge. Without traveling, you gain knowledge. When you gain knowledge without traveling, it is called Sadhya Mukti. After traveling, you gain the knowledge. It is called Krama Mukti. Whether you love the Lord through Saguna Bhakti or Nirguna Bhakti, that doesn't matter. But loving him is your prime duty. Hey, Parikshit, all this advice is for Parikshit. Shukacharya is telling to Parikshit. Yetan nirvidyamananam ఇచ్చతాం అకుతో భయం యోగినాం నృపనిర్నీతం హరేర్నామానుకీర్తనం. హి సేస్, ఓ మై డియర్ కింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద సెటిల్డ్ వ్యూ ఆఫ్ వైస్ మెన్. వాట్ ఈస్ దాట్? హరేహే నామకీర్తనం ఈస్ ద వన్ కామన్ మీన్స్ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ఆస్పిరెంట్స్, వెదర్ హీఈస్ అర్థార్థి ఆర్ ఆర్థ ఆర్ కర్మయోగి ఆర్ భక్త ఆర్ ఎ మాంక్. ఆల్ రినౌన్సింగ్ మాంక్, హరినామ సంకీర్తనం ఈజ్ ద కామన్ మీన్స్ టు రిమెంబర్ ది లార్డ్. నారాయణ స్మృతి, హీ టోల్డ్, అంతే నారాయణ స్మృతి. నారాయణ స్మృతి క్యాన్ బి డన్ హౌ? బై టెలింగ్ ది లార్డ్స్ నేమ్ ఆల్సో. వై ఇట్ ఈస్ ది కామన్ మీన్స్? బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేశకాల నియమ అతీత మీన్స్ దట్ దిస్ వన్ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ డజంట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్ ఎక్స్పెండిచర్. యూ నీ నాట్ పర్చేజ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ యూ నీ నాట్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ వాట్ ప్లేస్ యు ఆర్ అండ్ యూ నీ నాట్ బాదర్ అబౌట్ వాట్ టైమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్. సపోజ్ మిడ్ నైట్ 1 o'clock యూ గాట్ అప్ ఫ్రమ్ స్లీప్, సో ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ థింకింగ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ స్లీపింగ్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ స్లీప్, ఐఎమ్ నాట్ గెటింగ్ స్లీప్, రిమెంబర్ ది లార్డ్, ఆటోమేటిక్లీ యూ విల్ స్లీప్. విదిన్ 5-10 minutes ఆటోమేటిక్లీ ఇట్ యూ విల్ స్లీప్. సో దెన్ మైండ్ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్, ఓహో వెన్ ఎవర్ ఐ గెట్ అప్ దిస్ ఫెలో టెల్స్ ది లార్డ్స్ నేమ్, సో ఐ షుడ్ నాట్ గెట్ అప్ ఇన్ అన్ టైమ్. అండర్స్టాండ్? సో వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ గెట్ యాంగర్ యూ టెల్ ది లార్డ్స్ నేమ్. సో దేశకాల నియమ అతీత స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఇట్ ఈస్. సో నామ సంకీర్తనం కీప్స్ అవర్ మెంటల్ థాట్ ప్రాసెస్, థాట్ కరెంట్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ కన్వర్ట్స్ అవర్ డే టు డే ముండేన్ యాక్టివిటీస్ యాజ్ స్పిరిచువల్ సాధన. ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ సాధన వాట్ వీ డూ? వీ రిమెంబర్ ది లార్డ్, వీ ట్రై టు రిమెంబర్ ది లార్డ్. సో దట్ రిమెంబరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఆల్వేస్ మీన్స్ ఈవెన్ వెన్ వీ వెన్ యూ ఆర్ డూయింగ్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ డ్యూటీస్, బ్రూమింగ్ ఆర్ వాషింగ్ ఆర్ డిషింగ్ కుకింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ మే బి, దట్ ఆర్డినరీ ముండేన్ యాక్టివిటీ బికమ్ స్పిరిచువల్ ప్రాక్టీస్. అదర్వైజ్ వితౌట్ భావన వెన్ యూ డూ ఈవెన్ పూజ దట్ బికమ్స్ డ్రామా. సో వాట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ యూ డూ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్, విత్ వాట్ ఇంటెన్షన్ యూ డూ మ్యాటర్స్. అదర్వైజ్ ద సో కాల్డ్ పూజ ఆల్సో బికమ్స్ ఎదర్ మెకానికల్ ఆర్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ డ్రామా ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ అదర్స్. ఇన్ టెంపుల్స్ యూ కెన్ సీ ప్రీస్ట్ యాజ్ ద లెంత్ ఆఫ్ ది నోట్ ఇన్క్రీసెస్ సో ది ప్రేయర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్క్రీసెస్. దెర్ ఆర్ 17 minutes రుద్రం, 15 minutes రుద్రం, 5 minutes రుద్రం, ఆర్ 17 minutes అష్టోత్తర నామార్చన. దెర్ ఆర్ వెరైటీస్. సో ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఏ డ్రామా, సింపుల్ డ్రామా. నామ సంకీర్తనం కీప్స్ అవర్ మెంటల్ థాట్ కరెంట్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ది లార్డ్ ఇర్రెస్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ దేశకాల విధి నియమాస్. సమ్హౌ ఆర్ ది అదర్ అవర్ లైఫ్ షుడ్ బి సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ లార్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది మెసేజ్ ఆఫ్ శుకాచార్య. సమ్హౌ ఆర్ ది అదర్ అవర్ లైఫ్ షుడ్ బి సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ది లార్డ్. వై? బికాస్ ఇఫ్ అవర్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ ది లార్డ్ దెన్ యువర్ లైఫ్ ఈస్ సెంటర్డ్ ఆన్ నిత్య వస్తు, స్టాండర్డ్ ఎంటిటీ, అన్షేకబుల్. ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ ది క్రియేషన్ ఈ సబ్జెక్ట్ టు షేకింగ్. యూ నీడ్ సంథింగ్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్. శ్రీరామకృష్ణ యూజ్ టు సే హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది పిల్లర్ అండ్ రౌండ్. చిల్డ్రన్ జనరలీ దే రౌండ్ దే వెన్ దే ప్లే. సో ఇంటెలిజెంట్ చిల్డ్రన్ దే హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు సంథింగ్ దెన్ దే విల్ రౌండ్ సో దాట్ దే విల్ నాట్ ఫాల్. సిమిలర్లీ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ది లార్డ్ హూ హ్యాపన్ టు బి నిత్య వస్తు. అదర్ దాన్ హిమ్ దెర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ వర్త్ వైల్ టు హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు డిపెండ్ అపాన్. కిం ప్రమత్తస్య బహువిహి పరోక్షైర్హాయనైరిహ వరం ముహూర్తం విదితం ఘటేతే శ్రేయసేయతః. శుకాచార్య గెట్స్ యాంగర్ అండ్ ఈస్ కోల్డ్స్ నౌ. వెయిన్ ఈస్ ది లాంజివిటీ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఇగ్నోరెంట్ మ్యాన్ హూ ఈస్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ సెన్స్ ప్లెషర్స్ వితౌట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్. వెరస్ the life with an understanding of the goal, the life which is spent in spiritual practices is far far greater and blessed even if it is a short life. How many years we live doesn't matter, how much quality life we led and the quality of life is determined by our intensity of our devotion, how much hours we used to relate with the Lord. So there was a sannyasi who used to go for bhiksha. One day when he came to one village, he asked, please point out someone, some family which doesn't say lie at all. Truthful family, wherein family members don't say a lie at all, please tell. Then they pointed out one family. He went there. One old person, 60-year-old person, was sitting. As even he saw the sadhu, then he got up and he started inviting and giving hospitality. Then that sadhu asked, today I want to take food like that. So what is your age, he asked the household. That 60-year-old man told, only 3 years, Swamiji, like that, he told. What? 3 years? They told that you don't tell lie at all, such a grand lie you are telling. Certainly it can be 40 years or 50 years, but 3 years you are telling like that, he started scolding. Then that householder told, see, only 3 years before I met my Acharya Gurudev and I got new birth. Only 3 years I am remembering the Lord. So all the years which I did not remember, he told that it was a waste. So erase the account like that, he told. So that's why I always say only 3 years my. So how many years the physical body lives doesn't matter. How many years, how much time we spent with the Lord matters. Therefore, the Shukacharya says, Parikshit, you have a lifespan of 7 days yet. Still, 7 days you have utilized that entirely for the spiritual purpose and gain the eternal life. Then he continues.
Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmanas Sadam Kathamrutam Shravanaputeshu Samrutam Punanti te vishaya vidushita ashayam rajanti tacharana saroruhantikam.
Why should you spend with the remembrance of the Lord? What is the benefit of that? Here Shukacharya says, whoever drinks the nectar of glories of the Lord through their ears. You drink certain thing through mouth. This one is drunk through the ears. What it is? Through the ears, what we drink glories of the Lord, we drink. So whoever drinks the nectar called glories of the Lord through their ears will have their hearts purified. When we drink something through mouth, our stomach is full. When we drink the glories of the Lord through the ears, our heart is filled and it is purified from all impurities, and definitely they attain the Lord's lotus feet. Definitely they attain the Lord's lotus feet. Therefore, Parikshit,
Tasmat Sarvatmana Rajan Harihi Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavyaha Kirtitavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Runam.
Therefore, again he comes to therefore. Wherefore, since spiritual life is the only worthy life, since spiritual benefit is the only worthy gain, since Bhagavan is the most essential entity in human life, therefore, Nrunam Bhagavan Harihi Sarvatmana Sarvatra Sarvada Shrotavyaha Kirtitavyascha Smartavyaha. Therefore, human being's prime duty is that he should hear, sing and remember the Lord by all means. Sarvatmana means what? With all heart and soul, sarvatra, at all time, sarvada, in all situations, one should sing or hear or remember the Lord's glory. In short, connect your entire life with the Lord and make your life as a purposeful one, fulfilled one. So naturally there is a question. If we spend entire life for remembrance of the Lord, then who will take care of us? Who will take care of our worldly needs? Who will fulfill our small desires? At least to sing the glories of the Lord, we want some coffee, tea, something we need. Who will provide that? Who will provide? Who will provide our small needs of our life? The answer is, devotion to the Lord does not mean that you should escape from your duties. Sarvada it is put. Sarvada means what? All time. All time means what? Generally you understand that without going to job also, without going performing my duties, family duties also, I should sit and sing the Lord's glory. That's what our understanding. Shastra says not necessary. You sit and sing the glory. You stand and sing the glory. You walk and sing the glory. You do all your duties and sing the glory. How is it possible to remember the Lord? How is it possible? It is possible when you love that entity. When a mother loves her child, whether she is in office or home or road or bus or anywhere, one part of her mind will be where? With the child only. And when a person has a toothache, whether he is in room or outside or road or an office, one part of the mind will be, I have toothache, I have toothache, I have toothache. Remembrance is there, na? Similarly, you can remember the Lord while performing your duties. You can remember the Lord while going for fulfillment of dharmic desires. That's what Arjuna's life it happened. When he wanted to marry someone, already 5, 6, 7, 8, over. But suddenly he saw one beautiful girl in the form of Subhadra. She happened to be sister of Bhagavan himself. What to do? So he went to Bhagavan. Hey Bhagavan, I like your sister. Please arrange for the marriage. Bhagavan arranged. Like that, small needs of the life is fulfilled by the Bhagavan. You can devote yourself without escaping from your duties. You can devote yourself to the Lord. None of the devotees are deprived of small things of life. Those small things were never at the cost of devotion. If Bhagavan Krishna might have told, suppose, I will not accept. You fellow, you went everywhere, one you got. And again, ninth or tenth, Subhadra. Suppose Bhagavan would have told, immediately Arjuna would have left. Because it is not at the cost of Lord's love. If it is acceptable to the Lord, it is okay for me. A Kshatriya can marry. Many wives he can marry. It is a dharma, dharmic. And at the same time, it is acceptable to the Lord. What happened? You all know the story. Bhagavan himself arranged a drama he made. As far as the devotee is concerned, love towards the Lord became the first thing. If he accepts, that is okay for him. Otherwise, not necessary in my life. That's what devotion was given first priority in the life of devotees. All other things followed that first priority. If you find that worldly pursuits are disturbing your spiritual pursuit, then what Shastra says is, either reduce that worldly pursuit or change that worldly pursuit. There are so many pursuits in the world. You need not go to office 12 hours and 13 hours sit to earn just 30,000 rupees. Become a politician. Within 10 years, you will become 30 crores worthy of this. Become a politician. Or start one new business. Something you do. What you will do, what capacity it is, it's left to you. If you find that you are not able to spend at least 1 hour, 2 hours in puja, spiritual practices, and if you find that the pressure of the office, because somebody when pressures means you lose your freedom. So you cannot think about the Lord or Bhagavatam class with pressure. In office you are pressured by your employer. So Shastra says, give up that employment, become an employer. You become an employer. In our culture, everybody was employer, you know. Everybody, they can declare 1 week leave for their house marriage. In those days, they used to have 1 week marriage ceremony. 1 week. One function means that some 20 days, they will go from one village to another place or in bullock cart, nice hall, family members will gather and they will celebrate, then come back. So 20 days, who will give? No, 20 days leave is not available even for Prime Minister. Why? Because all are under pressure. So it was a leisurely society with less demands. Very rich society, therefore, with less demands. Mind is full. So naturally what happens? Simple thing is enough for me. I am not for all those rat race. if these ideas are convincing to you, then automatically you will not ask for anybody's approval or anything. Just you will resign your job or change your job or manage to remember the Lord all the time while doing the job also. Varieties of jobs are there. Not necessarily you should be a slave under someone. That fellow has one greediness. So he wants to use you and just throw some perks. He says, you complete this project, I will give 20,000 rupees extra. So 20,000 rupees extra is valuable or remembrance of the Lord is valuable. You have to decide. Understand? In that way, not that you are going to lose your worldly small desires as long as they are dharmic. If you find that worldly pursuits are disturbing you, disturbing your spiritual pursuit, then reduce or change those pursuits and make them subsidiary to spiritual pursuit. Our culture expects every individual in Sanatana Dharma to spend 3 hours at least with spiritual practice. That's why Trikala Sandhya they call it. 3 times, 1 hour, 1 hour if you can spend, or 2 times, 1.5 hour, 1.5 hour if you can spend, you can run the show. And a time will come in your life and you will find, okay, this much only enough for me. 40 years, 50 years or 60 years afterwards, you will find I will have entire lifetime for spiritual practice. In that way, a man of discrimination will understand the utility of wealth properly. He will not spend whole life for the sake of wealth and sense pleasures. He will not give undue value for them. He will be satisfied with minimum wealth and enjoy only dharmic pleasures, and that too with the conviction that they are subject to impermanency. So there was a retirement plan in our culture for every individual. Whether he is a sannyasi or grihastha, the retirement plan was, if you are a sannyasi, get away, somebody will feed you. Whole life is retirement for you. So what is your duty during retirement? Tell these ideas and keep these ideas alive in the minds of the people whenever you get chance. Then what is the retirement plan for householders? Up to 50 or 60, you see, after settling your children, you get away. It is called Vanaprastha Ashrama. You give the key to the next generation and either be the guest there itself, Kuti Chaka it is called. Be the guest in your own house or get away to the another place where sadhus are living. In those days, they used to perform some yagas, yajnas, not 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, food is free. Accommodation is free. Time pass, stories are there. What more you need? After 50 years, 60 years. Once the husband leaves, naturally, wife will be in the house. She becomes again Vanaprasthin inside the house. Husband can take the wife also or can leave the wife in the house itself. So there was no pressure on either side for the elderly people, but that rule is now not applicable. Children are not going to take care of the parent generally. So maximum they will put in the old age home. After giving shelter in old age home, what you will do? Children can give you physical protection or maximum they can feed you. So then what you will do? Unless you have an habit of spending at least 3 hours in a day with Lord. If you have that habit of spending 3 hours in a day in your life, in your regular life, then when you get more time, naturally the mind will be diverted to that completely. So, if his discrimination matures, if the devotee's discrimination matures more and more, then he will have conviction that Bhagavan will take care of his entire worldly needs. That comes final. Here, Shukacharya is addressing Parikshit. You have to take the context, understand. So, he will not come down and compromise with our practical difficulties. So, whatever has to be told, it is told by the scripture. And how much we can implement, that depends upon our family situation or life situation. So slowly, when the person's discrimination matures more and more, Bhagavan will take care of my worldly needs. That conviction will come and it is a waste of time to work for worldly gains, that conviction will come. Therefore, men of discrimination are fully convinced about the validity of guarantee card given by Bhagavan. So far we think that job protects our life. Initially as children, education protects our life will be idea. Then as even we become adult, job protects our life will become our idea. When job protects our life becomes, so education protects my life goes away automatically. So we are particular about not education, about job only. So as even we are getting more and more money, the job protects our life goes away, money protects our life comes. Understood? So as even money becoming more and more, what happens? Money cannot protect my life. People should be there to protect my life. So these are all maturity. This maturity everybody understands. Yes, 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 yes. After 20 years I was bothered about my education. After 20 years I never touched the book. All the time I was troubled by parent to do homework, homework, homework. Once college is over, campus selection is over, means what? Tyage naike amrutatvama nashuhu. What tyaga? Pustaka tyage naike. So there you find the joy in renouncing that books and reading habit. Then you go for job. Then when you go for job, you find what? 20,000 salary check. Then you find some method to earn little bit more money without doing job or with doing some other job. Now modern technology helps you not to go to office at all. Without going to office, if you have intelligence, you can make dollars to come to your account. But as even maturity goes more and more, then the idea comes, Bhagavan, really who protects means what? Who protects? Bhagavan only protects. Initially, when I thought education protects me, education is nothing but manifestation of the Lord. Then job is nothing but manifestation of the Lord. People are nothing but manifestation of the Lord. Money is nothing but manifestation of the Lord. Bhagavan protected me through job, through people, through money. Now he says, I will directly protect you. That idea comes. Ananya chintayanto mam ye jana parjupasate tesham nitya abhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. He gives that guarantee card. And I had a very pleasant experience in it with regard to this shloka. Whenever this shloka chanted, I get that remembrance. After sannyasa, when I was roaming in Uttarakhand, that is Gangotri, Yamunotri, like that. In Gangotri, there was a sadhu. He is called a winter tiger. Some 4 or 5 years before, I was told that you please go there and meet that Swami Satyananda Saraswati, his name. He is called winter tiger. Why he is called winter tiger? There the climate is minus 40. Even military cannot stay there, it comes down. Border security forces come down. But this Swami doesn't come. He stayed there. 32 years when I met him. So it was a wonder for me. And I was wearing 3 socks, 3 sweaters, 1 coat and gloves and everything. Only eyes are visible. Everything is covered. And the period I went, early summer it is. March month something. And he is staying where? Whole year, 32 years, whole year. At that time, early summer itself, I was having 3 coats and along with shoe also. So when I met him, he was able to talk in English. So I asked, while talking, I asked, for your food, what you do? He gave you a nice slap. What? A monk is asking this question to another monk like that. But I did not find any problem with this question. Is there any problem? Is that a wrong question? Then he told, you fellows believe and have faith in the local guarantee cards. Don't you remember that Bhagavan, my Lord, there's the word he used. Don't you remember my Lord has given the guarantee card? So immediately I remember this shloka only. Ananya chintayanto. So I reeled out. As even I reeled out, again one more slap he gave. Hey, you tell without understanding the meaning. See, imagine the person's conviction. Staying in minus 40, he says that Bhagavan protects me. No water, no electricity, no people. Even Ganga freezes. If he wants water, he has to dig 2-3 feet of Ganga, then only below that 2-3 feet Ganga flows. Above only freezes, below it flows. So he has to take that water and drink. And still my curiosity did not end. -40 la kutkundi yenu tintaru ivaru. What he eats sitting in -40? Then I change the question. Okay, okay, Bhagavan only protects you. How he protects you? How he protects you, tell. And I told him, whatever I want, he gives like that. No, what he gives, please show to me, right? Then he showed some quantity of potato, some grains. He doesn't eat cooked food. Just he puts it that way in water and eats that, that's all. And in that climate, your body doesn't need much food. So like that he spends his time. So this happens in every Mahatma's life who have surrendered to the Lord. We call a person as Mahatma only when he surrenders to the Lord completely. In Swamiji's life also, it comes, Swami Vivekananda's life also. He did not have any money. When he was roaming in India as a Parivrajaka, he took a vow of, I will not touch money. So 3.5 years, 4 years, he was roaming. Once, when he was traveling in train, in the same compartment, there was one baniya, businessman, and with all nice things to eat. So he saw Swami Vivekananda with all bulky body. And he asked that person, can you give water? That fellow told, no, I cannot give water because it's a hot period. And you fellows, monks, don't do any work. How much I work? So I get nice things of life. You fellows are lazy fellows. Like that, he started his Purana. Then Swamiji did not tell anything. He was keeping quiet. And in front of sitting in front of Swamiji, he used to take that food also. Without having even normal courtesy, somebody is there with all hungry and thirsty. So this fellow was enjoying. Then in one station, in train stop, Swamiji came out of the train. I wanted to have water. And he asked the person, station master, someone, is there water? In a chaste English, he asked. So this fellow thought, Hari, this fellow, Swami speaks English also. Then he was observing. By the time, one man came running with one tiffin carrier and plate and other thing. Babaji, Babaji, I, for your sake only I brought this food. Then Swamiji told, no, I have not met you, maybe someone else you may be searching for. That person told, no, Babaji, you are the person I am searching for. Then that person told, after taking noon meal, when I was taking rest, suddenly my Ishta Devata Rama came and showed that my devotee is in hunger, go and feed him. I am doing sweet business, he is sweet wala, sweet shop wala. So you take nice things and go and feed him. So I thought it is a small dream or something. And I neglected that as dream. So again I went for sleeping. Then Bhagavan Rama came and, hey, I am telling, you are not going at all. This is the monk, go there like that. He threatened me, so out of fear I brought all this. When Swamiji heard this, he started crying. He started shedding tears. Ananyas chintayanto mam, he remembered there. Then that baniya, businessman also, was simply carried away by this incident. Bhagavan protects anyone. Bhagavan alone protects everyone. That is a fact. He protects devotees directly. He protects non-devotees indirectly. He is the provider of everything. Devotee recognizes protection in an intimate way. A non-devotee thinks that this is protecting me, money will protect me, people will protect me. But actually, neither money nor people can protect. Bhagavan protects the person through money, through job, through people. And if you say that this type of surrender is not possible for the householder, then there are There are so many householder devotees lived in this way. There are so many householder devotees. It is not only for monks. This type of surrender was there even with householders. Kabir Das Ji life, if you read, it's a tremendous life it is. And our Purandara Dasa's life, 9 crore rupees he was the owner of, 9 crore rupees. When? What he did? He gave up all those things in charity and simply lived a life of surrender. According to these great devotees, nothing is greater than the Lord. They were embodiment of renunciation. They were embodiment of renunciation. Now Shukacharya brings out their idea of a great renunciate about the worldly needs.
Satyankrito kim kashipo prayasai bahau swasiddhe hyupavarhanai kim satyanjalau kim purudhanna patriya digvalkaladau satikim dukulai.
These ideas are extremely difficult for a common man to accept. Extremely difficult ideas. But these ideas are entertained by the great renunciates, great devotees of the Lord. But it is very difficult for a normal man, an ordinary devotee, to follow, even to accept it. What are the ideas? This renunciate, who is a great bhakta, he says, why should I struggle to get a bed when there is Mother Earth to lie down? Satyankshitav kim kashipaha prayasa. Why should I work for bed when Mother herself is there as the bed? Mother Earth as herself is there. That means what? He is ready to lie down on the earth, on the road also, under the tree. Why I should seek a pillow for my head when the arm is there to support my head? My own arm, right arm or left arm, can be the pillow. Even the richest person in the world, Ananta Padmanabha Swami of Thiruvananthapuram, he doesn't have a pillow. Even though he has all gems and he is the richest person. Understood? You cannot even count what is the rich he is having. That much rich he is having. Every nook and corner police are there. Now, if you go to Ananta Padmanabha Swami temple, Thiruvananthapuram, you can see. Recently they have found out. So how he sleeps? He sleeps keeping one arm. What is the need for vessels and plates when I can eat and drink when I join my palms? That means what? Karatala Bhiksha is enough, he says. And he quotes Bhagavan himself as the example. Next richest man is Venkatachalapati Tirupati Timmaya. Bhagavan Venkatachalapati, his food is offered only in mud plate. For others, it is all to show that it is all big vessels, golden vessels. Actually, Pradhana offering happens, it's a secret. Pradhana offering, if the people know, oh, devare mud plate togultarna hogalavara. Because people don't want a poor God. They want rich God only. God with richness only they want. Our Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna is poor God. Doesn't have even cloth. So people don't want. People go to Tirupati. They don't go to Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's temple. How many people come? So when Bhagavan himself eats in mud plate, why I need all these vessels and plates? What is the need for cloths when I can have simple valkala, simple cloth, or when I can take this very direction itself as my cloth? That means what? Clothless. When I can, that's what I told initially itself. These ideas are not acceptable for the common man. It is the, but there are people who live this life. Especially in India, there are people who live this life. Who doesn't bother about their cloth, who doesn't bother about their food or comforts, lying place or house.
Chirani kim patinasanti dishanti bhiksham naivangripa parabruta saritopya shushyan ruddha guha kim ajitovati నోపసన్నాన్ కస్మాత్ భజంతి కవయో ధన దుర్మదాందాన్.
ద రినన్షియేట్ ఆస్, వోంట్ యు గెట్ సింపుల్ క్లాత్ అండ్ ఫుడ్ ఆన్ ది వే వెన్ యూ గో ఫార్ భిక్ష, ఆర్ వోంట్ యు గెట్ ఫ్రూట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్, హ్యావ్ ద రివర్స్ డ్రైడ్ అప్ అండ్ రెఫ్యూజ్ టు గివ్ యూ వాటర్, డోంట్ యూ ఫైండ్ సింపుల్ షెల్టర్ ఇన్ గుఫాస్ కేవ్స్ ఇన్ ది మౌంటైన్స్, విల్ ద లార్డ్ డెసర్ట్ యూ వెన్ యూ సీక్ హిస్ షెల్టర్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్షన్, దెన్ కస్మాత్ భజంతి కవయః ధన దుర్మదాందాన్. యస్, బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ యూజ్ ద వర్డ్ కవయః. కవి హీ మీన్స్ వాట్? గ్రేట్ రినన్షియేట్. వై దీస్ గ్రేట్ రినన్షియేట్స్ షుడ్ సరెండర్ దేయర్ ఫ్రీడమ్, షుడ్ సరెండర్ దేయర్ లైఫ్, షుడ్ సరెండర్ దేయర్ హార్ట్ ఫార్ ది సేక్ ఆఫ్ ధన దుర్మదాందాన్. వై షుడ్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ ఆస్పిరెంట్ బికమ్ ఎ స్లేవ్ టు రిచ్ మెన్ హూ ఆర్ ఇన్ఫాచ్యుయేటెడ్ విత్ దేయర్ వెల్త్, హూ ఆర్ ప్రౌడ్ఫుల్ డ్యూ అబౌట్ దేయర్ వెల్త్. ధన దుర్మ, ధనాద్ దుర్మద. దుర్మద మీన్స్ వాట్? ప్రైడ్, అర్రగెన్స్. దే ఆర్ అర్రగెంట్ అండ్ ప్రౌడ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ధన, బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది వెల్త్. వై షుడ్ ఎ స్పిరిచువల్ సీకర్ గో దేర్ అండ్ సరెండర్ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ ఆర్ సెల్ఫ్ డిగ్నిటీ. Therefore, spiritual aspirants will never pledge their mind and life for the sake of small comforts or for the sake of wealth. So, spiritual seekers will never pledge their mind and life for the sake of small comforts. Sadhus who have accepted Bhagavan as the Prabhu, as the Master, they cannot depend upon anyone and they cannot accept anyone as their master. They don't have any worry about their needs. They are ready to even beg in the name of the Lord. They will never praise or respect a rich man for the sake of comforts. They don't hate rich people, but they love all the people, but they never depend upon or never give undue respect for anyone. Sadhus live in the society and move with the people not for getting comforts or name and fame or money, but for spending the Lord's glory to the people who are immersed in worldliness, who are seeking for shanti to guide them. Sadhus live in the society. Sadhus live in the society as a servant of the Lord, as a messengers of the Lord, as the messengers of love and peace, trying to turn the people's mind towards the Lord. Because nobody needs to guide you to go towards money or pleasure. It is swabhavika. Everybody knows. Everybody's mind goes naturally towards money and pleasure. But the person should not lose sight of the purpose of life. So sadhus become a reminders. Yeah, you have another thing also to do. Not only money and comforts. You have something other, greater thing also is there to do. Please spend some time in that also. Who will remain? One who is not slave of these two wealth, one who is not slave of wealth and sense pleasure, he alone can remain. So to remain, they stay in the society, or now and then they come inside the society and go away. Now and then they come and remind the people and go away. There is no need for sadhus to surrender their freedom or self-dignity for the sake of comforts. Because their comfort is what? In remembrance of the Lord. That much matured people cannot surrender, bow down their head to rich people who are proud about their richness. Kasmat bhajanti kavayaha dhana durmadhandan. More details we will see in the next class. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరయే పరమాత్మని ప్రణదక్లేశనాశాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. తదేవ రమ్యం రుచిరం నవం నవం, తదేవ శశ్వన్ మనసో మహోత్సవం, తదేవ శోకార్ణవ శోషణం నృణాం, యదుత్తమ శ్లోక యశోను గీయతే. గోపికా జీవన స్మరణం గోవిందా గోవిందా.